let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Yes, hour number two, Sherry Hera.
I am here.
From Plants for All Seasons.
Yes.
Do you guys have a plant for this season?
For every season.
All seasons?
Yeah, all seasons. Go figure.
What would you say is the single best plant to plant right now?
There's not one single best plant, but have you noticed all the azaleas blooming this year?
It's so great, and they're so unique because they don't have leaves.
Yeah. Well, the ones that are in the landscape. The ones that are at the nursery all have leaves.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right? But yeah, it's azalea time.
It is. That's a good one.
Azalea. The Bridal's Wreath Spirea is blooming like crazy. The Lady Banks Rose. I don't know. There's so much pretty right now.
I recently saw a nice spirea on an espalier.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is a good plant for an espalier because it's already all like fan-shaped.
Yep.
So you just kind of cull it to the 2D, and it was really, because it wasn't that big,
yeah.
But it covered it like perfectly. I was like, ooh, because my almond verbena on espalier, you know,
yeah.
Seems like maybe it kicked the bucket and coming back. And yeah, my wife didn't like the smell of it. I was like, what?
Not everybody likes
it. Go with the good smell. Yeah. She's like, it's too strong. I was like, oh, okay. Sorry.
Intoxicating.
Sorry, my plant was too good. Home Show Garden Pros, we're here to talk plants. So we're going to talk with Matt now. Matt, what's your question for Sherry?
Good morning. Yeah, I've got a bougainvillea. It's pretty mature. A couple of years ago when it snowed, we cut it back, and it pretty much grew out fairly quickly. And we actually did buy some bougainvillea food from Plants for All Seasons, and it's not doing anything. We fertilized it with the bougainvillea food, watered it.
Yeah.
How long should we wait? Did we not cut it back far enough? We cut it back to about 18 inches off the ground. There's pretty large stalks.
This freeze was a lot different than the last one, right? The last one was just like snow, which insulated everything at 32, but it didn't get that cold for that long. This was 5 days worth of freezing temperatures and super freezing, below freezing temperatures. And that's a super tropical plant. So it may or may not make it back this year. I would say give it till mid-April. If we don't see anything coming up from the bottom, then make your call at that point.
Okay.
Yeah, so it even being a mature plant, that was just extreme for a tropical plant. So, like, I have hibiscus, which are in the same classification, right? And two side by side. One made it, one didn't. Mm, so it's a 50-50 chance.
Is it a matter of cutting it back? I mean, if you don't cut it back enough, okay.
No. If it were to come back, it's going to come back from the root system, not from anything that was above the ground.
Okay.
Okay, so you're doing everything right. It's just the nature of that plant, which you could get 20 more years out of a new one. But being established and having that cold of a winter was hard on it.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So, Sherry, you wouldn't cut those 18-inch trunks back. You just kind of leave them.
I would leave them and let's see if anything happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
2 or 3 weeks. Just give it a little more time. But let's see if anything generates, you know, in the tiniest little sprig of green is a sign of hope at the bottom of that root system.
And we're really like, some of these plants just need a little bit of like warm consistency.
Yeah. And we'll be warm and then we get down into the 40s again.
Yeah.
And so it's like, They plants are smarter than people, right? They know when to grow.
Yeah.
And they might be holding off, but I would just wait. He's doing everything right. He cut it back. He fed it. Let's just see if it flushes.
And, you know, it is sad. Mm-hmm. It's, like, tough. Like, it is tough. I mean, I'm literally like, yeah.
Well, especially when you had success with something and it was mature. It is sad, but, you know, it just goes to show we're not in control.
But this would be a time where fertilizing doesn't need to be bougainvillea food. It can be a root stimulant.
Can do a root stimulant. I am more like species specific.
Sure,
yes,
sure.
I would do a bougainvillea food, but then maybe water it in with a root stimulator.
Gotcha.
But, you know, both or one or the other would be okay. But the root stimulator would be a good thing to add if you wanted to.
Yeah. It's a change from normal and something to push that root growth. And you're right. If that stuff comes back, it's coming back from the ground.
Yeah.
It's
all the way. Yeah. Nothing from above the ground.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, thanks, Matt, for waiting for us. 281-496-5711. That is 281-496-5711. I got Sherry Hare here from Plants for All Seasons, and she is just dishing out the gardening advice. It's coming, and it's great stuff. So Home Show Garden Pros, we'll be right back.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, MicroLife fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood. Online at friendswood-hardware.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members
of
the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery & Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
As you've probably realized, this is the gardening show. We talk gardening, and we want to kind of equip you with the knowledge of tools that will help you, and that's where Monterey Lawn and Garden comes in. So many effective solutions for your gardening needs, and the one I'm just going to focus on a lot because kind of falling in love with it a little bit is the Monterey Complete Disease Control. So this isn't the BT. This is BA. Which may give you a different, but it's a type of bacteria. Bacillus is the B. It doesn't stand for bad apple or something like that. But it is actually a bacterial drench. And if you don't know yet, bacteria are a lot of nitrogen. This particular bacteria likes to eat some of your fungal diseases. That's their favorite food. So if you're dealing with roses, if you got roses, boxwoods, brown patch, what are some other kind of plants that get fungal problems pretty often? Japanese blueberries.
Japanese blueberries.
So it's just a great thing to protect roots from soil diseases because this will eat them while adding nitrogen while also building up the natural immunity of the plant. Mm-hmm. It's just a cool thing. So, yeah. But Monterey's got a ton of awesome products. The Takedown Garden Spray is really great.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I said it and pointed at you.
And of course, Consan. That's kind of a staple.
Yeah.
You can disinfect your pruners. You can spray your powdery mildew. You can clean your toilets.
It's a win-win. your vents.
Yeah.
Yeah. So inside the house and outside the house. We, at Herman Park one time, we were pruning up these holly, Nellie Stevens holly, beautiful dark holly. And after the pruning, we noticed there are all these like swellings in the roots, in the stems. We had spread a fungal disease.
Yep.
And darn it, you know, we were disinfecting with Clorox at the time.
Okay.
Well, Clorox is not a great disinfectant for this, for plants, because it doesn't do a lot of fungal killing, and it's a corrosive on the metals. So, our expensive tools were getting damaged, and we weren't killing the fungi. So
you can use the Consan.
Monterey Lawn and Gardens, Consan 20, great for that. But, yeah, check out their Complete Disease Control. It's really like, it's not fertilizer, but it's like feeding your plant and protecting your plant. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Okay.
I'm all about double duty, what I mean? I love that. They got so many other great, great products. MontereyLawnGarden.com is their website, but the full selection is pretty much at every single Garden Pro location. I mean, you guys have a shelf full with these solutions. Mm-hmm. So awesome stuff. Good job, you guys. Monterey. Yeah.
So let's talk about the Monterey product.
Okay.
Let's talk about that BA.
Okay.
The bacillus.
All right.
How would it be different? What, I know the answer, but I'm just wondering.
Let's
put it out there. How would it be different than,
Danny.
Let's say, a fungicide?
Okay.
A different fungicide. So Monterey fungicide has a bacillus in it.
Right.
And a chemical fungicide would have a chemical compound.
Yeah.
And so what's the difference?
Great question. Okay. I'm going to really, I want you to answer.
Okay.
But I'm going to be, well, one, it maybe that chemical fungicide also kills the good fungi.
There you go, right?
That's
exactly what I was getting at. Oh. So when we use a chemical fungicide to do, let's say, root-borne diseases, like the Phytophthora that you were talking about,
right,
the water molds that get on boxwoods and different things.
Killers.
When you drench with a chemical fungicide, you're killing not only the bad thing, but you're killing the good bacteria and fungi as well.
Right.
So when you use a bacteria to control a fungus at the roots, you're building that good bacteria.
Yeah, you're actually increasing
it. You're not killing anything.
Right.
But what'll happen is that bacillus will build and eat that bad water mold or Phytophthora.
Right.
Right? So it's more of a building. It's kind of like you taking a probiotic to battle illness than to take an antibiotic that kills everything.
Yeah.
Right?
And I want the work to recover is much more intense after the antibiotic.
Right. So if we can be pro-bacteria and beneficial fungus,
right,
we can get ahead of things instead of taking a few steps back, yes, killing the problem, but then you have to re-inoculate the good stuff, like when you eat the yogurt after taking your antibiotics.
Absolutely.
Like, kind of the same thing, it's just in the soil. And people don't realize that the soil is very similar to our gut.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to kill everything in our gut. We want to build our gut.
Yeah.
And the same with our soil.
Well, like I got a question recently that was like, how do I kill? This reminds me of that. So it's sort of the same kind of concept here. How do I deal with crane fly, June bugs, and crickets?
Mm-hmm.
How do I kill them?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, why are you? What's the deal? What damage are those damaging?
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, you know, like you're solving a problem that's not a problem. Those
right.
are generally
because you see living things moving right. around. You think, oh my gosh, they're eating my plants, and you know, there's a lot more beneficial insects than there are.
Yeah.
Harmful insects.
But I'm going to pull that back to the fungi, is that, you know, two of those three insects are neutral, where the crane fly is beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But are most fungi like that? They're just kind of like they're not a problem. Maybe they're not doing something great for you, but they're not doing something bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, when they're hurting your plant.
No, but she's looking to kill something.
Yeah.
Like those fungi, the Phytophthora are bad.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of fungi in the soil
are beneficial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or good. Or kind of neutral.
Yeah. And that's like, why kill something that's neutral? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess they're doing a little bit more than like, you know, the crickets are, because those kind of fungi in the soil are still making tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
They're still adding carbon.
Mm-hmm.
They're still transporting nutrients all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess it's pretty much 90% beneficial when you're talking about fungi.
Yeah.
And 10% pests.
Yeah.
And
same thing in the bug world.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Bugs. They're so cute.
Hey, they make our world go round.
I didn't realize how many people are freaked out by crane flies.
Oh, and is that what you're calling a mayfly? The crane flies?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, they're kind of just a nuisance, right?
Right.
I mean, every time I open the door, and I don't know if it's just because we painted everything in our house white all of a sudden.
Oh, sure.
I had warm colors before. Maybe I didn't notice them. This year, everything's white, and so it's just like every time you open the door, they're all over the place. Then they kind of flatten themselves to the wall, and it's just like, you don't want to smash it, because then you'll have smashed bug on your white wall.
Oh, but they're like nectar and pollen eaters at that stage.
Okay.
At larval stage,
their
favorite food, mosquito larvae.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So all of a sudden now we're like, kill them. And then it's like, wait a second. Don't kill them. Like, just leave those guys.
Yeah. Just not in your house.
Yeah. It's like, bees might sting. Kill them all. It's like, whoa. Keep them out in the garden. That's what you want to do. So, I mean, when it comes to reality, the reality is most of the life surrounding your plants are part of the success of the plant. So just choose success, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Choose to improve biology.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your gut, on your skin, in your brain.
In your soil.
Oh, awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, get back, talk to Jay, 281-496-5711. This is Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. It's going to be a busy spring this year. We'll be working hard to find what our customers need. But keep in mind, things may be in short supply for a little bit. So just be patient. If you can't find what you're looking for on your first trip, I'm sure we'll be getting it in soon. We have trucks coming in 7 days a week to keep up with the demand. Don't forget to apply some mild organic fertilizer to your plants to help them recover. MicroLife Ocean Forest or the Fox Farm Boomerang is a great product to use. We've got all your vegetable and herb plants that need to be planted this time of year, so come on out and get your garden going. Tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumber, okra, zucchini, we've got it all. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood and Sugarland. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, which is convenient to West Houston and Cinco Ranch. You can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And don't forget, if we don't answer our phones, we're still here 7 days a week. So just come on out and see us. Let's get back to what we do best. Here's Sherry and Danny.
Here we are.
Yes, we are here. And I liked his point. We might not be able to answer the phones.
Yeah.
But come and see us. You know how hard that is for a nursery person to sit there and listen to that phone and not be able to answer it because you have so many people in front of you?
I'm sure.
And let me tell you.
Brutal.
Listeners, be very patient with phone calls because we are trying to do it all. So it is a challenging year. So.
Well, if you want someone to text or call, go to Facebook. Text me. You know, I'll help you with the question. I'll help figure out, you know, what the problem is and get you a solution that you can go buy directly live at Plants for All Seasons. And so, you know, we'll just sort it out that way.
Okay.
I can handle the text message because I'm not at the store.
Right.
I'm busy, but I'm at a computer or something like that most of the time. So, that'll be the arrangement.
Yes. We want to get to every call. Just not possible.
Nope. And it's kind of like here, you know, we love when people call in. We love answering questions live, even more than the text or messages on Facebook via the email.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we don't really take people. We don't take walk-ins.
Right. Yeah. So
it's kind of y'all setting. You're a live physical location. Just go to these places. You will get your problem solved.
Yes.
All right. Jay, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Jay.
All right. Hello. How you doing?
Good, good.
I've got 500 dead boxwoods we've watched them die over about the last year from the blight.
Yep.
We've tried to pull them out. We've tried to cut it out. We've sprayed them with con sand. We've sprayed them with the copper stuff. Now I'm just tired of looking at them.
Okay.
We're going to tear them all out. I don't think everybody, I've had two guys come out and look. They say they can't be saved. I don't want to go back in with boxwoods because everyone out here around us in Hockley has got the same stuff. If I tear all these things out, do I need to do anything to the soil before I go back in with something else?
Yes and no. Most plants won't be affected. This is the thing, is you were spraying consan and you were spraying copper on a disease that's actually in the soil. And it's
We were soaking it in with the I had somebody do it, but yeah. I just can't stand to look at these dead boxwoods anymore, and then the freeze just kind of finished off what?
Yeah, on a stressed out plant, right? So most plants, like boxwoods, can be affected by it. Knockout roses could be affected by it. bottle brush. So it just depends on what you're planning on putting there. I would definitely add some good microlife, possibly some compost before you plant anything to just try to recover the soil, especially since you've been drenching chemicals on it. And that'll kind of tie up some of those chemicals. But if you're putting in like dwarf Yaupon hollies, they're not affected by the Phytophthora or the cotton root rot. Okay, so we just need to know what you're putting in there and make sure it's not a plant that is susceptible to it.
Well, what we're trying to do is get kind of a hedge around it. It's around a riding arena. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get something that was, you know, about knee to waist high, and they were working and until they weren't.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the dwarf Yaupon holly or maybe even the variegated Pittosporum.
Okay. I would say variegated Pittosporum is very susceptible to that cotton root rot, okay, Phytophthora. So I would do the dwarf Yaupon holly. It really is kind of bulletproof, and it can take a lot of, let's say, I mean, it doesn't sound like you're going to beat them up too much because it's going to be on the outside of the arena, but but it could take more stressful environments, and it'll hold up to the freeze just well.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. We're not going back with anything that died from the freeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would just a little compost and maybe some good MicroLife 624, and that'll rebuild that soil and then get those Yaupons planted.
Should I give it a couple of weeks, a couple of days?
No, no, you can yank the plants out, put the compost in, put the MicroLife, and plant those Yaupons.
All right, I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
It's a seen a lot of boxwood blight, so yeah. But we're actually seeing some recovery by
And the boxwood blight is different than the Phytophthora,
right? Right,
two different things. Yeah. And I don't know that we've seen boxwood blight here.
It's the Phytophthora.
The Phytophthora is what we're seeing, which is a water mold, and it moves. Phytophthora. I can't spell
it. Say it.
It's got a pH. anyways, it moves through the soil with water.
Gotcha.
And so when we have years like Harvey rainfalls, soil compaction, bad drainage, we're going to see more of that water mold pop up.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. But we are seeing some success against the water mold with a lot of residential stuff with the MicroGrow and also that complete disease control by Monterey.
Yes.
We're seeing.
As a treatment.
Yeah, as a treatment.
Now, if you're just like, I've had it and I don't want to deal with it anymore, then let's get a plant that's not affected by it.
Sure. But I will say, like bombing the soil with a fungicide.
Yeah.
It's not going to solve the problem short or long term.
It may take the problem back, but the problem is you've killed all the good stuff now and you haven't re-inoculated, and that's why you can't really get anywhere with just a chemical control.
That's exactly right. That's great.
And drenching with a copper fungicide is only going to create more problems over time because that copper is a metal, right? And that's going to build up in the soil.
Yeah. And then people also, they don't consider their mulch if you're killing all your fungi. Mm-hmm. The decomposition of the mulch is wholly bacterial related.
Right.
All your nitrogen's gone in an instant because even if it's like chemical nitrogen, it's because it's sucked out by bacteria. They're now solely responsible for breaking down your fungi, breaking down your mulch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just like this, you know, kind of cascade of negative events that happen when you really, really douse the soil with something that's going to kill the fungi.
Yes.
So we can help you. That's what we do. 281-496-5711. Really, the big thing we're helping you with is we're going to have you stop fighting against yourself.
Yes.
281-496-5711. We'll take a quick break, then we'll talk to Tim and Trish, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
gotta have healthy soils. If you're getting anything from this fungal conversation, it's that when your soil's healthy, your plants are just more resilient. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about kind of ways to improve that health that will still kill the fungi. And great soils are really the way to go. And so that, you know, brings us to landscaper's pride. Mm-hmm. Their mulches and soils are amazing. Oftentimes when we go to break, we're talking about life and kids and stuff like that. Right. We literally just spent this whole time talking about their awesome black velvet.
Yes.
And just how it's so dark.
Right.
But it's still so quality.
Right. And it's just, don't let the name deceive you. It is not a dyed mulch.
Yeah.
It is aged to be that dark, 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 dark chocolate brown, I would say. Yeah. It's not black like a dyed mulch black.
I remember the first time I saw it and I was like, whoa.
It's beautiful.
It was in a big pile.
Yeah.
And there was no like dye leaching out like I've seen multiple times. It's just really great. So the wood that they're using is much more high quality wood. So it's like those leaves, those stems, actual trees, living plant
living material
with all the nutrients in it, where like the dyed stuff is, you know, old cabinets, you know, stuff like
and
that, basically.
And stuff that's chunky that will hold on to a dye.
Yep. It has to be that heartwood.
Compost doesn't hold on to dye.
Right.
It's like dirt.
So that's just one of their great products. Another awesome one is the Gardener's Magic. This is a mixture of a bunch of different things that really is geared for raised bed success right away.
Yeah, no blending, no thinking. You literally dump the bags in, plant, and you're done.
Absolutely.
It's already mixed for everything you need.
And using great soil leads to healthier, faster-growing vegetables, healthy plants, healthy shrubs, fighting off diseases, stuff like that. And Landscaper's Pride, excellent price point, great soil. I mean, you know, made locally.
Right.
What could you ask for? So you can get it at any of our Garden Pro locations. Also, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Plants for All Seasons. You guys love it. I mean, I think you're like, man, we got to talk about this. It's great.
Yeah.
You're saying the black velvet sells better than dyed mulch.
Yeah. It used to be the black dyed mulches would outsell the hardwood shredded.
Right.
Well, now there's an option for those black mulch lovers that's healthy. Right.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, that's Landscaper's Pride, their website. Not actually on here, but there you can get a lot of more information at our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. 281-496-5711. Tim, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yes. I certainly enjoy your show.
Well, thanks, Tim.
I'm located beachside. I have a couple of very mature Canary Island date palms that look reasonably decent after this hard freeze, but I was wondering if I should be fertilizing them, and if so, with what? Could you help me there, please?
So I actually just helped a customer that has a beach house down on Tiki Island that had some different types of date palms. And I had him do azomite, which is a remineralizer, and he did the biomatrix by Microlife, and he put the granules out and then watered it in really good with the biomatrix. He's already pushing leaves out, and he did it about 3 weeks ago, and he's going to do a second application now. So basically what that's doing, it's kind of upping its immune response and helping it to push growth out. So that's helped a lot.
And you said azomite
and biomatrix by Microlife.
By Microlife.
Yes. Okay. So I'm not sure who sells it down in your area. I'm not familiar with that area. Danny, do you know?
Well, if you can get to Friendswood Hardware.
Friendswood Hardware.
They got all the stuff you need. If they don't have the azomite, they'll have something similar.
Yeah.
Like the remineralizer from Nature's Way.
Yeah, Nature's Way remineralizer is another good one.
A big, complete mineral pack. Mm-hmm. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Would that also be applicable to, like, sago palms?
Yes, I would go ahead and do your sago palms, too. Okay. Pretty much anything that's struggling that you really want to push some growth out, that's going to help them recover.
Okay, that's azamite, I assume?
Azomite, azomite. And then if you can't find that, the Nature's Way remineralizer.
Mineralizer?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. It is such a different world, kind of gardening in Galveston, yeah. Matagorda, all those places.
Mm-hmm. Different soils.
The sand, the salinity.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that taking a soil-first approach gets mm-hmm. it to where we can grow plants real easy.
Yeah.
I mean, humates, I've seen humates work absolute wonders with Houston clay soils.
Mm-hmm.
And the exact, like, opposite action working exact
another
miracle
soils,
in a sandy soil. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Houston clay kind of pulls it apart.
Yeah. And the sandy soils, it kind of pulls it together.
yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Really amazing. So good stuff there. Great question, Tim. Thanks so much for that. We are doing, I got a pretty big project in Galveston
mm-hmm.
at this awesome kind of historic hotel, Adams Mansion, beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting in kind of a park venue. And just, it's interesting, the soil is like compacted but still sandy. I'm like, how is that even like a thing? Like,
yeah.
Compacted sand. I don't know. It's weird.
Very tight sand particles.
Very tight sand. All right. I'm going to take a quick break and talk to Trish, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
As we talk about kind of drenching the soil and building organic life and pushing roots, we got to make sure that we're talking about Rev. This stuff is phenomenal for plant health. So Rev is an organic growth stimulant. My first introduction on it was lawns, kind of professional lawns on the Tifway 419, that very small fairway lawn. But its origin is in agriculture. And man, if it can kind of really improve and get people dedicated to its use in agriculture and lawns, you know, it can work about just about anywhere. So that's your veggies, that's your plants, that's your lawns, that's your flowering plants. All it's doing is adding essential carbon through humic acid and just kind of other carbon molecules. And it, man, that gets microbes excited, that gets roots excited, increases blooms, increases fruit size. And greenskeepers, golf courses, this is how I first learned about it. It's one of their big secrets for reviving turf because they can put it out and people can still play on it because it's not a dangerous stuff. It's 100% natural, and it's awesome because it's now available in Houston. And I love that so much. You guys carry it?
We do.
Flies off the shelves.
Yeah.
People getting rave reviews.
Absolutely.
And it's awesome stuff. So if you're looking for where else to get it, Warren Southern Gardens, Kingwood Gardens, Southwest Fertilizer's got it, Nelson Nursery's got it, Friendswood Hardware's got it, obviously Plants for All Seasons mm-hmm, has it. Mm-hmm. It's really great stuff, and you know, it's not for sale everywhere.
Right.
So head up to one of your Garden Pro locations, ask for it by name, that's Rev. And it really does do that. It like revs up the soil like a boat engine. I was thinking some underground, you know. Anyway, organicrev.com is the website. And we got a lot of information on our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. So I would just get a bottle and start using it. It's especially wonderful on your veggie plants. Especially amazing there. So organicrev.com. Okay, going straight to Trish. Trish, thanks for holding. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, hi. I just had two questions. One, three. It looks like my philodendrons don't look like they're going to come back. I had a friend of mine come over, or a friend of mine did come over, and he told me they look pretty dead because all the, you know, the stalks and stuff where the leaves come out, You know, you can move them. You know, just, you know, they just easily crumble and come off. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like that's not going to be coming back. So I've got, it's underneath, the philodendron was planted underneath some trees, and it's up on a hill, and it's in a mulch bed, but there isn't that much light there. So is there a plant that I could put there that will take the cold and be able to grow without too much light?
Yeah, Farfugium gigantea is a really great one. What's another name?
Ligularia.
For Ligularia.
I was like, Farfugium, yes.
Yeah, so it's a tractor seed plant. The freeze would kill it back, but it's come back already in like 2 or 3 weeks after the freeze was over. So that's a great one. Would be perfect where you describe. Doesn't love real wet soils, loves shade. Mm-hmm. So Ligularia, look for that. Really cool looking plant. And it'll kind of fill that tropical, lush, leafy feel. Mm-hmm. Okay, check one. Question one, check.
Okay,
Trish, what's your next question?
Okay, if I take a picture, and I don't know what this plant is, but if I take a picture of it and I sent it to you, could you identify it?
HomeshowGardenPros.com. There's the button there, Ask a Pro, and send it to me there, and absolutely we can identify it.
Okay, and the third thing, I had a rubber plant tree. I think it's gone, too.
You know, I agree.
The guy looked at it, and he said it looked like it was pretty well gone. Anyway, I wanted to replace it with like a yaupon holly, you know, like a female yaupon holly. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that would take the cold. Am I correct?
You are correct. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I'll do that then.
Okay.
I'm getting rid of all the plants that couldn't take the cold, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to get ones that will.
Yes.
Well, I would definitely kind of keep centered on, we've got a lot of proven ones in the area, and a lot of those are native-y. So, mm-hmm. Trish, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, and you guys have a blessed weekend, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Yes, you too as well. Yeah, a lot of people are really feeling the impact of the cold. Mm-hmm. Don't get too crazy, though. You know, we don't want to get like a bunch of zone 4 plants. We're still going to get real hot this summer.
Right. So, yeah, don't freak out. And, you know, like I said, you know, if something lasted you 20 years.
Yeah, right.
That's
pretty good.
You might have lost it, but it could last you 20 more. Who knows if this is our new normal? I doubt
right.
it.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that have killed rubber trees in 3
without
years.
Without a freeze.
Without a freeze, yeah. I'm not one of them, I swear.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I am. Anyway, thanks, Trish, for your time. People kill plants all the time. That's why there's a whole nursery business going on. We just all happen to lose our plants at the same time for the same reason. So, but I think a yaupon holly is a fully responsible thing to do.
Absolutely.
So, and you know, you'll get some birds in. If it's right by the door, I might get a male to not have the berries.
Right.
But that's kind of hard to figure out.
I don't know, but I like the berries.
Yeah, they're pretty. You're right. Good call.
Yeah, and a lot of growers don't label male or female anymore.
Sure. So. They're kind of Christmas berries.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's adorable. Well, thanks, Trish. Take a quick break. Come back. Talk to Maureen and Charles. 281-496-5711. Sherry Hara here with Plants for All Seasons, knowledge expert. So glad you're here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. Friendswood Hardware, organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens, now offering native plants.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Well, you have heard the name MicroLife multiple times because they make so many great products, so many great solutions, so many great liquid fertilizers, solid fertilizer, spreadable. Mm-hmm. So some ones we really really want you to consider using are their liquids. The super seaweed is incredible for a fast growth, green up. Mm-hmm. If you're behind on your lawns, which you are because of winter, do your regular fertilizing, but then follow up with some liquid sprays. And that will help you catch up a little bit. Those liquid sprays will push growth. They will build up bacteria in the soil. And that will help your St. Augustine finally kind of outcompete these lawn weeds. And so another one that I'm all about putting on the lawn is the MicroLife Brown Patch. It's in a tan bag, the 513. And it has a ton of bacteria in it. And if you remember from earlier, bacteria have a ton of nitrogen. And so it may not seem like it with the number five, but you're putting a bunch of nitrogen down on there. So you'll get a green up real quick and you'll begin to inoculate against brown patch. And so it's an awesome one. You want to start doing that since it works so well, you can start doing it now and protect yourself. But if you can kind of drench in stuff over your lawn right now, any liquid they've got would be good for your lawn, literally anyone. So if it's a bottle and it says MicroLife on it, it'll be great to put on there. Molasses, Humates Plus, I mean, you know, humic acid, fulvic mm-hmm. acid, the micro grow, all
soil
that stuff.
And plant energy, yep. They're all good.
All good. So you got a favorite that I haven't mentioned?
Well, yeah. I mean, I love that soil and plant energy because it's so pro microbe.
Right. And it's awesome stuff. I mean, it's molasses mixed with humic acid. Mm-hmm. Literally two of the things use the most.
Break your compaction layer, feed your microbes, aerate.
That sounds like everything we've been talking
root growth,
about.
All the good stuff.
Awesome. Well, that's MicroLife. They got a bunch of great information at their website, microlifefertilizer.com. Okay, we got a full board, so we're going to need to cruise through every question. So guys, just get your question in question form. Mm-hmm. You know, we have been doing the show since 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you wanted a long conversation, call in earlier. That's kind of the way that works. So we're going to start off this with Maureen. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I am curious about buying, and so it's sort of a buying question, about a lychee, which is a nut. It's in a nut form, and you break that open, and there is a fruit inside. And uh-huh. it's very healthy. And the goji uh-huh. berries, super expensive when you try to buy them in the store, and I thought, maybe I could purchase these trees.
Sure.
Are they available in Houston, or do I have to special order?
Occasionally, you can get the lychee, and I'm very familiar with it because I eat them down in Costa Rica. Super tropical, so you have to be careful once it gets some size on it. You have to protect it from the winter. Even a normal winter here would be harmful to it. But the goji berries are easy to get. I have them at Plants for All Seasons. So I think they're like $30 for a 3-gallon. And it'll produce a ton of little goji berries.
It'll produce a ton. They love draining,
yes.
Maureen. So just keep that in mind. You have that big raised bed. In fact, goji berries would be great in that kind of higher lifted bed that drains really well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm a big trimmer of trees because I'm only 5'5", and I don't really want to go up and down ladders a lot.
Okay.
So are these also two trees that I could kind of keep maybe 7 foot high, or do they need more? I don't
want to kill them. The goji berry is going to be more like a bush, so yes, you could definitely do that. But the lychee, that one's going to go higher, so it would be really hard. And I don't know that I've ever seen a dwarf lychee.
But they max out like 15, 18.
Yeah.
And like they don't really like to be pruned at all.
Yeah.
They're like the tropicals like that, the true tropicals,
just
you're best
go.
Leaving alone.
Yeah.
But no, the goji berry is not a barely even a shrub. It's like a mounding
kind of
mounding shrub.
Bushy little cascade-y
thing. Like Russellia or something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in order to get a harvest, not a lot, but, you know, something, so I don't go to the store and spend $18 for a small bag or stuff for the fruit, what I'm trying to say is I want to make sure I put it in the right spot. So does it want full sun because it's tropical, and then I need to protect it for our occasional freezes?
Yes.
Okay. And the last one's a simple one. I just forgot the name of the bush that I lost. It's very susceptible to freezes, and it attracts butterflies. Himalaya.
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 It's interesting you say Himalaya like that because the goji berries are Himalayan. So that's interesting.
Yeah, so the Himalaya, don't think you lost it yet.
Yeah.
That is one of the last things on a normal winter to come out of dormancy. So cut it off at the ground and let's wait till the end of April to make your call.
Oh, I'm happy about that because my last question was, do I need to prepare the ground? Because I've had it, it's almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So I know that's a good life.
Yeah, so but, cut it all the way to the ground, hit it with some MicroLife, and let's see if it does anything. Don't make your call until the end of April.
Okay, I'm sorry, I lied. I have one more question. Okay. My lettuces are doing fabulous,
mm-hmm.
but I'm thinking if I put the MicroLife little chunks of whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. They're almost as big as the lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
So can I put that in a liquid and get it in?
Just buy one of the liquid forms.
Yeah, super seaweed's great for lettuce.
Yeah.
Good. I'm happy. All right,
great.
I'll let you go.
Okay.
Thanks,
Maureen.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
I was wondering about my St. Augustine. It doesn't look good.
Uh-huh.
It has been mulched. I don't know what type of mulch you were talking about putting on that. Leaf mulch?
Leaf mold, like mold.
Leaf.
I know it's
okay.
Gross sounding, but
uh-huh.
Leaf mold compost, which is fine screen so it spreads easy in your grass.
Okay.
Okay, that's the most biologically active compost, and that's what we're wanting. But, you know, you could put topsoil down, but that's just going to create more problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
The compost has nutrients, bacteria, biological,
fungi.
And humic
mm-hmm.
acid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does most nurseries sell that leaf mold?
I know most of the Home Show Garden Pros do.
Okay.
Where are you closest to?
I think Nelson Nursery is probably your closest one if
okay,
you're kind of Memorial. It's in Katy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And the liquid spray that you would spray on, so you put that on after you put the leaf mold?
Yes, absolutely. The super seaweed after the leaf mold.
And that's ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing about this stuff is if you get it out of order, it's totally okay.
Right.
Just a little bit more effective.
Like if you don't have time to compost top dress, don't let that hold off you spraying the super seaweed.
That's great.
But if you did the compost and then the super seaweed, that's a great way to go about it.
Okay.
Thanks, Charles.
Okay.
All right, great questions there. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Home Show Garden Pros.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
So Southwest Fertilizer is awesome. Really cool place to get all your outdoor activity needs in Houston, really close to the heart of Houston. They got organic solutions, synthetic solutions, soils, mulches, great selection of all this stuff. Huge selection of tools. The reality is they have an incredible selection. So you can do any of the kind of gardening you want to do, all the tools, all the watering tools, all the outdoor stuff like birding, so much great birding stuff, squirrel-proof feeders, you know, they may even have a bird-proof squirrel feeder. That's a great kind of selection they've got. I get my pet food there. I get my lawnmower serviced in back. Like they have a service center so you can get it tuned up. In fact, I dropped one off just yesterday. Get the blade sharpened. It really is amazing. But that's not even the best part. Their incredible selection is not even the best part. The great supplies they have, not even the best part. The best part is their incredible service. They are dedicated to answering your questions one-on-one. Bring in pictures, bring in samples. They will help you. They solve problems. They've been solving Houston yard and garden problems since 1955. Southwest Fertilizer, corner of Bissonnette and Renwick Street. Great spot. They got what you need, southwestfertilizer.com. Straight over to Mark. Mark, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, thank you. I'll make mine quick.
Thank you.
I've got
three pecan trees over 20 years old. Nothing's coming out. Are they dead? And if they're not, can I trim them?
So pecan trees are very late coming out, very, very late. And, you know, if you want to trim them, go ahead for shape or nuisance branch or something like that. But this is just a regular year for pecans. In fact, probably have a banner production because of chill hours. So, yeah, you prune them if you want. It'll spark some growth. And, yeah, don't worry about them not having leaves yet.
Should he treat with zinc or anything, fertilizer, proactive for fruit?
I would put down some zinc fertilizer and kind of overspray that with super seaweed.
There you go.
Cool. I'll save you some pecans.
Please do. That'd be awesome.
Thanks.
Man, thank you, Mark. Man, I love pecans. Mike, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, I'd like to grow some as authentic as possible San Marzano tomatoes, and I'd like to create the soil as close as possible to what they're grown in Italy. Do you have any suggestions?
So best bet is just to make a great organic soil that will grow more tomatoes. So they've got soil that's been there for thousands of years, mm-hmm. kind of organically raised for thousands of years. So if you don't have thousands of years, your best bet is to follow up with some of the great
good
liquid
compost
products.
And maybe a high mineral package.
Yeah.
Like the remineralizer or azomite.
Yeah. Okay. My dad smuggled over some years ago some of those seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was not that great production,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't really paying attention to soil health that well.
Yep.
So what's a good Roma replacement?
I do San Marzano, and I get great production off of them. So.
And that's in Houston soils, not Italian soils.
That's in my raised beds, yeah.
Are you Italian?
Well, my husband is.
Maybe that's the secret, Mike. Yeah. Marry an Italian.
Well, I'm not getting a husband. Sorry, guys.
No. It can be any spouse. Hey, no. Either way, no judgment. We can't all have husbands.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay. Lastly, David, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I'm up in Huntsville, and I haven't been able to listen to your show, Jay. What's going on with the citrus trees? I've got three that just showing no action.
Yeah, so you're in Huntsville, so you got it even harder than we did down here. Mm. So really what we were saying is your citrus is grafted. If you can locate where the graft is and then watch for any green growth above the graft, okay? If any green growth starts coming from below the graft, remove it. And if no green growth comes from above the graft, then the tree is just done.
Okay.
Okay?
That's the big thing is we're paying attention to that graft and we're looking for new growth up high.
Yes, yes.
The higher, the better.
And go ahead and feed it with a citrus food and water it in with something like liquid seaweed or Biomatrix or one of the MicroLife products.
For David and I, when are you calling it? When is it like?
I would say by the end of April, we should know.
So we're talking 4 weeks, not very long. So Mike, tomato production, that Rev product is incredible, and citrus roots love it too. So this would be great just to push that stuff with liquid fertilizers.
Absolutely.
Well, Sherry, great job.
Thank you. I'm off to the nursery now.
Back to Plants for All Seasons. So if you have more questions for Sherry, reach her there. If you have more questions for me, homeshowgardenpros.com is where we want you to go. So after this, Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan happens. Again, thanks again.
Yes, thank you.
And listeners, thank you for all your calls, questions, and attention.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.